A police success late yesterday afternoon. Four suspects believed to be the original members of the Rolex gang arrested outside the Nickel in Bedford View. The group is known to carry out high-end jewellery robberies. Veronica Mokgaudi was on the scene. Veronica, thanks for coming on the Midday Report today. You were there yesterday. Describe what you saw.
Well, Mandy, I can say it was quite a thorough and thought-out operation that was done and rolled out by the Gauteng Crime Specific Unit yesterday in Bedford View. You could see tons of several police vehicles blocking the entrance of the Nickel. And what basically, as we arrived on the scene, there were four suspects that had been apprehended lying face down on the ground. As police combed through the scene, they found, of course, two firearms as well as confiscated two vehicles, one believed to be used, of course, to terrorize victims across Johannesburg as they carry out these crimes, as well as another vehicle that was hijacked, I believe, earlier this month. Police, of course, were tight-lipped on the scene, but they did confirm, of course, that these suspects were involved in high-end jewelry robberies across Gauteng. Of course, alluding to the fact that these could be members of the Rolex gang, which we know, of course, have been, targeting victims. And it's believed that, in fact, that the arrest took place just before they were actually planning to carry out one of those crimes.
It's so interesting because as long as I've been a journalist, we've been reporting on the Rolex gang. There were arrests years ago, and then there was a trial, and then there was a copycat gang. So are police saying anything about who exactly these men are or what their involvement is?
Not at the moment, Mandy. Of course, we know that they did say investigations will still, of course, be carried out. But it has been, of course, mentioned that, as you said, these copycat groups, it seems that there seems to be some sort of a syndicate. And hopefully they're hoping that with these arrests, of the suspects can lead perhaps to where these sort of crime syndicates are running from, or rather, who is heading them. But of course, we are still waiting for more investigations, of course, to happen in this case. We know that they will be appearing in court next week, Monday.
Veronica Mokgaudi, EWN reporter, who was on the scene yesterday of those arrests in Bedford View. It seems as though they are members of the original Rolex gang, but I imagine more of that will come out in court next week.